I got a little bit of a throat thing going on here. I don't know if it's camp or if I got a little cold, but please bear with me, okay?
What did you take away the most from Friday night?
There's a lot of things you look at. The most important thing to me was that we were able to go out and function and communicate and get in and out of the huddle and get things done the way we want to get them done. And you know, I think with the first group in there, with the first line in there, guys who have played together, there was good continuity. You want to be able to move the ball and you want to score. We did that in our first two drives. The key to that, to me, is converting third downs. And Matt did a great job with the third downs. Teddy did a good job with a couple of the third downs, so we were able to keep the ball and gave us opportunities.
Overall, what do you see from Teddy that you like and what he needs to work on yet?
Well, the things I look at, Teddy showed all the things that you need to be a quarterback in this league. He was, when he did things right, he was quick with the ball. He made good decisions. For the most part, he got the ball out quick. He's very elusive. It shows up his athleticism. He's going to have great escapability. I think that's hard for guys to rush you when that's the case. He got pretty good pressure a couple times, and he probably could have gotten the ball out. He will be able to get the ball out as we continue doing it. Whether he gets it out and throws it away, or there's a couple times he could have got the ball out and completed a pass or got it thrown when he bailed. But I think that comes from playing.
Do you have a plan for using Castle anymore in the second preseason game?
Well, again, Coach Zimmer, you know, that's his deal, and he'll tell you guys that when you want. But obviously, Matt got 10 plays, so he's going to get more than that. How much, that's something we'll determine as the week goes on.
Wherever you've been, you've been able to learn your system and your playbook. That's happened several times, obviously. How has this group learned it in terms of quickness, in terms of depth, their understanding level?
They have really worked hard at it, and they've handled it extremely well. It's the thing that's hard about it is when you get in the heat of the moment and things start happening fast, and if you've been in a different system a long time, you can revert. So we're working hard to eliminate those situations. The benefit for us is we've seen so many different looks from our defense in practice that we've gotten a lot of game situations in practice where you're just not running, going up and running a play without having to think. Against our guys, you better be thinking. You better be thinking on every play, and you better be alert to what they're doing because it's a different look almost every play. That's so overrated. You get an evaluation of a guy when he plays, and the things that happen to him with the seconds are the same exact things that are going to happen to him with the ones. And he got a 10-play drive with the ones. You know, he got as many snaps as Matt did with the ones. So, I thought based on what we're doing, I'm not interested in evaluating Teddy. I'm interested in coaching him and continuing to help him get better. We evaluate Teddy before the draft, and we know what he's capable of doing. Now we just got to keep coaching him so he understands exactly what he needs to do on each play.
Did you develop anything specific for him that he hadn't seen, had much work with out here, just to get an idea out?
Well, no, we're not going to do anything we haven't worked on, but obviously we got him on the edge the first play. He made a great throw. I mean, that's as good a throw as you can make. Unfortunately, we had it was really the only penalty we had on a system type penalty where we didn't get the formation lined up right. And that's, we can't do that. We got to correct it. And we will, but I mean, if you come in, your first play is a 20-yard completion, and we go from our own 45 to their 35, you're automatically in scoring position. It's a shame the play was called back because it did change the drive a little bit. But, you know, he's very mobile, and when he's playing, we're going to get him on the edge, and we're going to use his ability.
Does that kind of simplify things for the young quarterback sometimes, too, if you're able to roll him out and kind of do a half-field screen?
Yeah, it can simplify things, but, again, it's, you know, it simplifies things for the defense, too. And, you know, you've got to – those things, you can't live on those things. Those are things that are change-ups that you mix in, and, you know, and he's going to be real good at.
How is Scott most similar and different from you?
Pardon me?
How is your son Scott most similar and most different?
You need to get my wife up here and ask her, because I'd be the last guy that would be able to answer that one. I know this. He's grown up with football. He's seen how guys do it when they do it right, and he understands the difference in doing it right and you know, doing it a different way. So he works awfully hard at he's worked awfully hard at becoming a good football coach.
How did David Yankee fare in his first NFL outing?
Pardon?
How did David Yankee fare in his first NFL
outing? You know, I thought he really had a stretch at the beginning where he played pretty well. I think he got a little tired, you know, and in the end of the game, at the last part he was in, he wasn't as physical as he was early. He had a couple of bad plays late, but I thought for his first time out, he probably played, you know, 35, 40 plays. He played two-thirds of a game. He got a lot of work, and it was good for him. And again, I just think the Raiders are very physical defensive front. I think they're a talented defensive front, and I think they have depth, so he was challenged, I think, throughout the time he played.
Corey Sperry, your tight end. Did you sign a new tight end, Corey Sperry?
Well, we brought Corey in a couple weeks ago and worked him out. You know, we signed Mike, and we need a guy. So Corey came in, and he's familiar with the offense. He's a big physical guy, so I think he'll help us at the point. And we'll just get the opportunity to evaluate him now.
It's kind of an open-ended question, but what is it essentially that makes your offense yours, unique to you, your philosophies?
I don't know that if you look it on tape, there's, you know, this is, you know, people, it's a copycat league, as they say. People do a lot of the same things that, you know, everyone does. I think the thing that would make it unique is the way we coach, the way we run the routes, and the way we would coach the quarterbacks in terms of progression. But, you know, one of the things that we'd like to think that we're going to be very multiple and be able to take advantage of whatever the defense is doing, and then be flexible enough to play to our strengths against the defense's weakness. And like I say, if they're a great pass defense and they struggle against the run, we want to run the ball. You know, obviously, if it's the opposite's true, you know, I think the Raiders are pretty good up front, physical, and we thought we could get some things in the secondary. You may want to throw the ball.
Has your playbook over 40 years always grown?
It's changed throughout. You know, it's really, you know, when my first exposure to this offense was in 1987 when Ernie Zampezi came to the Rams, and we put that Charger passing game together with the John Robinson running game, the stuff we had done with the Rams with Dickerson, and obviously done at USC, and now, and then you keep building on it, and we've done that, I think, everywhere we've gone. You still have to tailor it to the players you have. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.